Bill Withers' chart-topping record, Lean On Me, was released in July of 1972, blasting through the radios of cars and shops all across the United States. And here we are, 40 years later, still humming along to this very popular song. This song is so popular because it reaches all genders, all racial backgrounds, all ages, all people. Because in life, we all feel like we need somebody to lean on. This universal message reminds me of the Psalms. Just a few weeks ago, this song came on my playlist as I was driving to the grocery store getting my weekly groceries, and I pulled over just to give it another listen. In a psalm, generally, a psalmist will reach out to God in a time of struggle or a time of pain, and seeking a supportive response from God. In this modern-day psalm, the psalmist says, sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. And in response, God turns and says, lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm going to need somebody to lean on. To our disposal for devotion, we have 150 psalms that ring out prayers to God in times of love, in times of sorrow, in times of joy, in times of need. And as I sat there in my car putting off my grocery shopping list, I tried to rack my brain which psalm reminds me of this crying modern-day psalm, this chart-topping song. And then Psalm 71 came to my memory. Psalm 71 describes how one person leaned on God and was strongly supported through life. If you would like to read along, page 463 is Psalm 71 in your pew Bible. It reads, in you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. Jumping down to verse 19. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my honor and comfort me once again. I will also praise you with the harp. For your faithfulness, O God, I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have rescued. All day long, my tongue will talk of your righteous help, for those who try to do me harm have been put to shame and disgraced. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This psalm is the words of an old man. Through his age, he has experienced many trials and problems, but he obviously is a joyful man who is able to put his focus on the Lord amidst these trials. The reason the psalmist could handle all these trials and struggles of his life so well is as he walked through life, he also walked with God in the years leading up to this time. He walked with God in times of happiness, in times of sorrow. He had a proven resource in the Lord, which enabled him to be strong, learning to lean on God. My family has a few all-time favorite movies that we circulate frequently on our family movie nights, and one of those films is the 1994 Tom Hanks film, Forrest Gump. Most of us would be very familiar with this film, but it's a movie that follows the life of a slow-witted gentleman, Forrest, through the decades of the United States. This kind-hearted character seems to witness many of the defining events of the later 20th century, which help him to understand difficulties in life. While I was watching this film for the umpteenth time, One particular scene caught my attention. While serving in the U.S. Army, Forrest becomes friends with a fellow soldier, Bubba, who has dreams of starting a shrimp boating business when he returns home from the war. And it's during this particular scene that night has fallen and it's raining outside, and Bubba says to Forrest, "I'm gonna lean up on you. You just lean right back up against me. This way, we don't have to sleep with our heads in the mud." And he goes on with insightful wisdom, "You know why we're a good partnership, Forrest? Because we'd be watching out for each other and brothers and stuff." Since hearing this and watching this scene, I've been thinking about an idea. Who do you lean on? Who is keeping your head out of the mud? If I ask this question of you, I must ask it of myself as well. As I was experiencing the wondrous years of middle school, which my youth know all too well, I found myself leaning on the wisdom of the popular series Chicken Noodle Soup for the Soul. I would stay up at night reading the accounts of other people's worries and joys to understand the reason for things happening in my own life. I would take quotes from different stories, and I would post them on my mirror in the bathroom, hoping that when I looked at these quotes in the mirror, I would see them embodied in myself. Well, reality occurred at some point, and I realized that they are simply just quotes, thoughts, and stories of other people, not something tangible to lean on. And then as I continued through middle school, I found the support of the church, a youth group that provided the foundation for my faith. God's divine intervention, perhaps, but I found something real to lean on when life just didn't make sense, when life was hard and painful, when we just want to stay curled up in our beds instead of being bullied at school or teased on the field. I believe that my early foundation lasted all these years to help me find a call in the church, equipping me with the tools that I need when life inevitably is too hard to deal with. Looking back at the wisdom of the psalmist, he doesn't just know about God, he knows God. And this is why this sense of hope and trust in the psalm is so strong, regardless of the presence of wicked, unjust, or cruel oppression that he experiences. And clearly, some things have changed in this world since the thousands of years ago that the psalm was written. However, we are still invited and challenged to lean on God in times of the wicked, the unjust, and the cruel moments in life. When life seems to be hanging by a thread and we just don't want to get out of that warm and cozy bed, Psalm 71 encourages us to have hope in the Lord. Hope is a confident desire, a feeling that something desirable is likely to happen. So for people of faith, God is the source of our hope. Hope that is based on a promise that God is never going to leave us, a post that we need to lean on for support. A hope that something good will happen and change and emerge in a heartache moment. The psalmist, or perhaps Bill Weathers, is telling the world that my hope and my trust have been in God since I was young. And I'm not going to stop hoping and trusting now that I've seen pain. Somehow, though, the psalmist makes it seem so easy than we think it is to lean on God, to put full devotion and dependence in God. Because we bellyache and we cry for attention of God, saying, "God, why have you left me alone? Why has my wife and my children left me? Why am I here in this house by myself? Or why aren't you healing my mother of her cancer? She is weak and hurting. Lord, why aren't you here?" Reading this psalm, it is clear that the psalmist understands that strong faith is no guarantee against problems and complications in life. But what strikes me so significantly is that the psalmist is still praising God. Perhaps the difference between some of us, myself, and this psalmist is that the psalmist is still praising God through the pain on harps and lyres, singing songs and praising God. Have we lost the spirit of Bill Weather's song to learn to lean on God? We get bogged down in the bad, consumed by pain, forgetting that we don't have to do this on our own. That God is always there for us and always will be. The psalmist is still praising God. The psalmist, through his lifespan, knows to trust and have hope in God. But what will remind us? What will allow us to hear God's promise, give us hope when the difficulties come? I believe that we must nurture our lives of faith so that when life seems impossible, as Catherine described to us last week in the evening service, when winter of our faith has come and God seems bleak and hidden and we don't know, we will know that God's promise and presence is true. So should we read the Bible more? Should we show kindness more often to others? Or perhaps should we sing on mountaintops our praises of our modern psalm to God? Unfortunately, I can't stand here and give you the answer. I can't offer you refuge because God is our only refuge, our mighty fortress. But I can attest that I found God, my rock and refuge, in the church community. Something tangible, something visible to lean on when I couldn't see God. I saw that God is real and God is at work in the youth group Bible studies, at work in mission trips that I traveled on far and wide, at work in worship. We are all here on this journey learning to lean on God together, understanding and hearing God's promise to us. The story of the Bible is a story that God is not leaving God's people. The story of the church is a story of God not leaving God's people. The story of this church is a story of God not leaving this people of this city, God's people. We heard in the first lesson that we are claimed by God at birth. This is the promise to help us lean on God. We heard in the psalm, God, who has made me see many troubles and calamities, will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. God, be my rock and refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you, Lord, are my rock and my mighty fortress. We have a Lord who keeps our head out of the mud and lets us lean up on God when it's raining. A God that is reaching out to be our friend in times of need and in times of celebration. And that is something to sing praises about on the mountaintops. And as the church, we have to help each other remember to know the promises of God's presence. I stand here in this great pulpit preaching to each of you, but I'm also preaching to myself. We all need to hear the words of this psalm together to commit our lives to God and learn to lean on God. We each have a different story, different joys and different concerns, different relationships with God. We are all loved endlessly. So I encourage each of you to learn to lean on God. Find the post that you lean on. Find some way to lean on God and know comfort, comfort that will exceed any human pleasure. And may God show us the way. Lord, we are here learning to lean on you. So let us pray together. Lord, bless us to be committed. Guide us to lean on you, Holy One, within our times of celebration and thanksgiving, so that we may know the promises of your presence and refuge in our times of struggle. We give all praise and glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.